歌嘅会众嚟到讲道。
So I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself and my family.
所以呢我係想嚟到介绍下我自己同埋我嘅家庭。
I have my wife Tracy, we've been married for 16 years.
我同我嘅太太 Tracy 结咗婚有16年。
And we recently welcomed our son Jax, he is 2 years old.
最近我哋係嚟到迎接我哋嘅仔 Jax 嘅诞生，佢现在已经係2岁啦。
He's running around the house causing a lot of destruction.
佢喺我哋间屋里面周围走所以造成好多嘅损毁。
He's a miracle from God. If I had time to share the story, I would, but maybe another time.
佢係从神赐俾我从神嗰度嚟嘅一个嘅神迹。如果我有时间嘅话，我会同大家嚟到分享呢一个嘅故事。
In my hobbies, I love to watch movies, listen to music.
我嘅嗜好就係我欢喜睇电影同埋听各样嘅音乐。
I play the guitar and drums, not at the same time.
我欢喜弹吉他同埋打鼓，但係唔係同一时间做嘅。
Whenever I can play basketball or volleyball, and I watch hockey.
我又欢喜打篮球、排球同埋欢喜睇冰上棒球。
There's our family here. This is Tracy and Jax when he just turned one.
呢个就係我嘅全家福。
So, I do like to watch hockey. I'm a big Canucks fan.
我好鍾意睇冰上棒球，而且仲係 Canucks 嘅勇等。
And I can't wait for the season to start.
我唔能够再等嗰个球季嘅开始啦。
Especially with the new management.
特别係我哋现在有一个新嘅经营嘅一队人。
Are any Canucks fans here?
在座当中有冇 Canucks 嘅勇等啊？
The reason I ask is a few years ago, I was privileged to attend a Canucks special event.
我问呢一个问题嘅原因就係喺几年前，我係好荣幸被邀请去参加一个 Canucks 嘅节目。
I received an invitation to see Rogers Arena.
我收到个邀请係去参观呢个 Rogers 嘅体育嘅球场。
We got to visit the rink, the training facilities, the dressing room.
我哋去参观呢一个嘅溜冰场啦，同埋呢一个嘅更衣室啦。
What a treat, very special.
啊，真係一个好特别嘅一件乐事。
And I could even bring one friend, but unfortunately Tracy could not go, so I brought another friend.
我仲可以带一个朋友一齐去，但係好唔好彩呢，我嘅太太嗰晚有事唔能够同我一齐去，所以我就带咗另外一个嘅朋友。
So, like many sporting events or concerts, the only way to get in
就係好似好多嘅体育嘅节目同埋音乐会，你想入场呢
is if you present your ticket.
你就一定要嚟到出示你嘅门票。
And in this case, my ticket was an invitation.
在这个情形呢，我的门票就是那张邀请信。
I needed to present this to the gatekeeper in order to get in.
如果我想入去的话呢，我就要给那个守门的人来到看看我张飞，就是这封信。
Needless to say, I kept this in a very safe spot.
不用说了，我呢就是将它收埋在一个很安全的地方。
So that by the day, that the day came, the event came, we got to go in.
咁等到嗰日嚟嘅时候呢，我就可以呢凭住呢封信呢嚟到入场啦。
You know, in life, we encounter this same scenario over and over again.
你知道喺我哋嘅生活嘅里面，我哋时时都好常嘅嚟到遇到呢一啲咁样嘅情形。
If you want to take a plane ride, you need to buy a ticket.
如果你想坐飞机，你一定要有飞机票。
You ride the bus, you need a little pass.
如果你想坐巴士，你一定要有巴士飞。
You cross the border, you need your passport.
如果你想入境去美国，你就一定要有这个护照。
Perhaps at work for most of you, you have an ID.
或者很多人在你工作的地方呢，你都有一个身份证。
You know, even on the internet, you know, you log into your email, you need a password.
就算互联网，你都需要一个密码来到登入去的。
We see this over and over again.
我哋就系每日每日都会遇到呢一啲事嘅。
And yes, we see this theme in Scripture as well.
但系我哋亦都可以从圣经里边嚟到睇到。
Jesus makes this very bold claim.
耶稣做咗一个好大胆嘅自称。
John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
约翰福音十四章第六节话：我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
没有人若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
He did not say a way; he said the way.
耶稣冇话一条路，但系耶稣话那条路、嗰条路。
In other words, he claimed to be the only way into heaven.
换句话来讲，耶稣自称自己就是去天堂的唯一一条路。
But before Jesus said this, he also referred to himself as being the door to salvation.
但是在耶稣未讲之前，他亦都是自称自己为入去救恩的门。
And so our focal point of scripture today is John 10:9.
所以我们今天集中的经文就是约翰福音十章九节。
I am the gate.
我就是门。
Whoever enters me, through me will be saved.
凡从我进来的必然得救。
Can we believe his claim?
你相不相信这个的耶稣的自称呢？
Why should we believe his claim?
点解我哋要相信呢一个嘅自称呢
？Is Jesus the only way to heaven？
耶稣系咪只系唯一一条路去进入天堂呢
？Let us pray。
啊，让我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Father in heaven，
我哋在天上嘅父
，Thank you for the privilege of looking into your word。
多谢你今日俾我哋能够有呢一个嘅权利嚟到读你嘅说话。
And now as we look into the Gospel of John,
现在我们要看约翰福音的时候，
we ask your Holy Spirit,
我们求你的圣灵，
to give us insight,
给我们有心里面的看见亮光，
into the many truths,
看见所有的真理，
into the many claims,
看见所有主耶稣的自称，
that your Son Jesus,
就是耶稣神的儿子
makes in the book of John.
在约翰福音里面所做的。
Bless our time together as we listen to your word.
祝福我们大家一起在这里来到聆听你自己的说话的时间。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
I'd like to give you a brief background of John before we look at our passage.
在我们未看这段的经文之前，我想同大家来到看一看约翰福音的背景。
John is a unique portrait of Jesus.
约翰福音是对耶稣一个很独特的描写。
It's a gospel that seeks to paint a picture of Jesus' deity.
这本的福音书它是来到描绘耶稣，特别是要显示他的神性。
John wants to show that he is the Son of Man, Son of God.
约翰想给我们见到的就是耶稣是人子亦都系神子。
And that Jesus is fully man and fully God at the same time.
耶稣喺同一个时间系完全嘅人，亦都系完全嘅神。
In John's Gospel, Jesus' ministry focused on 3 years in Judea.
喺约翰福音里边，耶稣嘅事工系集中喺佢喺犹太省嘅三年。
Specifically in and around Jerusalem.
特别系喺耶路撒冷同埋附近嘅地方。
And during that time, John teaches us 2 main things.
喺呢一段时间，约翰教导我哋有两样嘅嘢。
The first of which is Jesus' power to give eternal life.
第一就系耶稣有赐永生嘅能力。
The second, God becoming human.
第二就系神成为人。
To emphasize these 2 points.
为了要来到强调这两点，
The core of John's gospel revolves around 7 I ams.
约翰福音的核心是围绕了7个的我是。
You probably heard of them. I am the bread of life.
你或者都听过了，就是我是生命的粮。
The light of the world.
世界的光。
Door for the sheep.
羊的门。
The good shepherd.
好牧人。
The resurrection and the life.
复活和生命。
The way, the truth and the life.
道路、真理、生命。
And the true vine.
和真的葡萄树。
The purpose is to reveal Jesus' true identity and mission on earth.
那个的目的就是要来到显示耶稣真正的身份和他在世上的使命。
Each time he shares, I am,
每一次当他来到分享到我是的时候
am statement,
这个词
Jesus reveals his glory and calls for a decision.
主耶稣就彰显了他的荣耀，而且还是呼召人做一个的决定。
A decision from the hearer of his words.
就是从他的听众当中来到要他们做一个的决定。
And then with each sign and miracle he performs,
他所行的每一个的记号或者是神迹。
In this gospel, Jesus invites people closer and closer to him to faith.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣是再一次的来到呼召那些人对他有更加的相信。
Many times Jesus is in deep spiritual deep discussion of spiritual matters.
很多时候耶稣是来到很深入的来到讨论一些属灵的问题。
Many times speaking in abstract.
他是用一些抽象的方式来到讨论。
Jesus discusses his mission at every level.
主耶稣是从不同的层面来到讨论。
With personal one-on-one like Nicodemus.
好像是一对一个人的对话，好像同尼哥底母一样。
To debates with religious leaders, Pharisees.
同那些法利赛人，就是宗教的领袖们的辩论。
And then also with private sessions with his disciples.
亦都是同他自己的门徒有私下的教导。
In today's passage, we see him addressing the Pharisees.
在今天这一段的经文里面，我们见到耶稣对那些法利赛人讲道。
And so specifically, John 10:19.
特别在约翰福音十章第九节。
John 10:9.
约翰福音十章九节。
Jesus is making a statement, I am the good shepherd and I am the gate.
主耶稣在这里作了一个这样的讲了一句这样的说话，就是说我就是好牧人，我就是门。
To understand this passage, we need to see who are the roles here, or who are the people here.
如果我们要明白这一段的经文，我们一定要看看到底耶稣的听众是什么人呢？
The roles of the sheep.
羊的作用。
The roles of the shepherd.
牧人的作用。
And gate.
同埋门的作用。
So Jesus' audience is in this passage.
所以在这一段的经文里面，耶稣的听众
are some Jews,
就是有些犹太人，
some Gentiles,
有些外邦人，
but mostly Pharisees.
但是大多数都是法利赛人。
What is he saying to them?
那到底耶稣对他们讲什么呢？
The Pharisees have abused their role of shepherds for Israel.
那些法利赛人，他们滥用了他们作为以色列的牧者这个的角色。
Their practice of legalism.
他们来到实行律法主义。
And holier than thou attitude.
他们认为自己比任何人都是圣洁。
Has led Israel to false worship.
这样他们就带领以色列进入去一个假的敬拜。
The second group is the sheep.
第二组的就是那些羊。
Why sheep?
为什么是要讲羊呢？
The word of God frequently compares humanity to sheep.
神的说话是将人和羊来做一个比较。
Psalmist says, know that the Lord is God.
在诗人这样说，要晓得耶和华是神。
It is He who made us, and we are His people.
我们是他造的，也是属他的。
We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
Isaiah says,
以赛亚这样说，
He tends His flock like a shepherd.
他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群。
He gathers His lambs in His arms.
用膀臂招聚羊羔。
And carries them close to his heart.
抱在怀中。
Who are the sheep?
那些羊是谁呢？
The people of Israel are.
就是那些以色列民。
But there are also other sheep.
但是都有另外的羊。
Those ones are us, Gentiles.
就是我们这些外邦人。
And then altogether,
当我们走在一起的时候，
we are one flock, the church.
我们就是一群。
Under one shepherd.
就是教会归一个牧人。
But why are we compared to sheep?
为什么要将我们来跟羊做比较呢？
Maybe if you listen to some characteristics, you'll understand.
如果你听下以下那些羊的特性的话，你就会明白了。
Sheep are very stubborn by nature.
那些羊呢，是很固执的，天性固执。
It's hard to change their minds.
很难改变他们的思想。
Sheep are not cooperative.
羊呢又不同人合作的。
You cannot train them to be like in a circus.
你不可以训练他们呢在马戏班那里来到表演。
They wander off very easily.
他们很容易呢就游荡了。
And easily led astray.
也都是很容易被人带错路。
Recently, I experienced how trusting lambs are.
最近呢，我就经验到那些羊呢，几咁相信人啊。
We went to a little farm on Vancouver Island.
我哋去到温哥华岛一个好细嘅农场。
And a cute sheep came running to me, expecting food and milk.
有一只好得意嘅羊仔走嚟，要我攞奶饮。
Sheep are not known.For their ability to learn from their mistakes.
那些羊呢，也都不会有这个从他们做错来到学习功课的一个这样的能力。
Sheep are defenseless and completely dependent on someone for protection.
羊也都是完全没有防卫的力量，他们是要靠人来到保护他们。
If you attack the sheep,
如果你袭击一只羊的话呢，
they would just huddle together.
咁佢哋呢就会走埋一齐。
And then get slaughtered.
然后呢就等住俾人嚟到宰杀。
Sheep have no speed.
嗰啲羊呢亦都走唔快㗎。
You can outrun a sheep.
你可以呢走快过隻羊。
They have no fangs.
佢哋亦都冇嗰啲嘅尖嘅牙。
No claws.
冇爪。
No sharp horns.
冇尖嘅角。
They can't kick.
佢哋又唔会踢人。
They cannot sting or bite.
佢哋又唔会咬，又唔会好似嗰啲黄蜂咁样针人。
They have no defense mechanism.
佢哋完全冇呢一个嘅抵抗嘅机制。
Sheep without guidance.
羊如果冇人带领呢
？And protection from a shepherd.
冇咗牧羊嘅保护，牧羊人嘅保护呢
？Would wander aimlessly to their death.
佢哋就会呢系。漫无目的咁样周围游荡，直到佢哋死亡为止。
They have no way of finding their way home.
佢哋亦都唔识得点样揾路翻屋企。
And by nature,
佢哋嘅天性
，they are followers.
佢哋就系跟从者。
If you push the sheep,
如果你拱只羊
into moving water,
带佢去到嗰啲嘅流紧嘅水嗰度咧。
Like a stream or river.
就好似呢一条溪或者一条河呢
they will drown.
佢哋呢就会浸死嘅。
Sheep do fear moving water.
嗰啲羊佢哋好怕嗰啲流紧嘅水。
And will not drink.
佢哋唔会喺嗰度饮水嘅。
Unless the water is still.
除非呢嗰啲水系好平静。
That is why David in the 23rd Psalm.
这个就是大卫在诗篇23篇所讲的。
Tells us,
他说
He makes us lie down in green pastures.
他领我们到可安歇的水边。 领我们在青草地上，在可安歇的水边。
And he leads us beside still waters.
亦都系带领我哋嚟到在可安歇的水边。
So after hearing all these characteristics,
当我哋听完咗呢啲所有嘅特征嘅时候
，Are we not so much like sheep？
你觉得我哋系咪好似啲羊咁样呢？
What a sobering picture of mankind is.
这个对人来讲是一个几严肃的一幅的图画呢。
And then there is the good shepherd.
还有这个的好牧人。
When Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd,
当主耶稣称自己为好牧人的时候，
He is using a language familiar to Pharisees.
他所用的语言是那些法利赛人所熟悉的。
You see, God calls himself the shepherd of Israel.
因为神称自己为以色列的牧者。
He had given responsibility to the leaders of Israel.
他将这个责任交给以色列那些的领袖。
To be shepherds of his people.
作为以色列民的牧者。
Which they failed to respect.
但是他们没有尊重这个这样的地位。
God accused the religious leaders
神指控那些宗教的领袖
of being false shepherds
说他们是假的牧人
and scripture promises a true shepherd
但是圣经应许说有一位真的牧人
the Messiah
就是尼赛亚
to come and care for the sheep
他会来看顾他的羊
When the Pharisees hear Jesus calling himself the good shepherd,
当那些法利赛人听到耶稣自称自己为好牧人的时候，
they are angered and enraged.
他们是很恼怒。
But because they know the good shepherd is equated with Messiah.
因为他们知道那个好牧人就是等于尼赛亚。
When someone calls himself the good shepherd,
当一个人称自己为好牧人的时候，
He is calling himself Savior of the world and of mankind.
他就是称自己是这个世界的救主。
How do we know that Jesus is the good shepherd?
我们怎样知道耶稣是好牧人呢？
Who alone but Jesus?
除了耶稣之外，还有哪位呢？
Would have these characteristics.
是有以下这些这样的特征呢？
He knows his shepherd by name, a sheep by name.
他是认识每一只羊的名字。
So you are very special to God.
所以你对神来讲是很特别的。
The shepherd leads them out and goes before them.
牧人带领啲羊出来就走在他们前面。
He is not a hired hand who was paid to do a job.
他不是一个请回来用钱请回来的雇工来到做工的。
The good shepherd cares for his sheep.
好牧人是看顾自己的羊。
As the parable of the lost sheep says,
就是好像这个的迷失的羊这个的比喻这样讲。
He is the shepherd that leaves his flock of 99.
这个的牧羊人他放低他99只羊。
To go out and find one lost sheep.
去找那只迷失了的羊。
That's how much Jesus loves us lost human beings.
这个就是主耶稣爱我们这些失丧的人的几咁深。
The good shepherd speaks to his sheep.
好牧人是带领他的牧带领他的羊。
Through his living word.
他是对那些的羊来到讲道讲说话藉着这个的生命之道。
And so we must read it daily and meditate to hear God's voice.
所以我们一定要每日来到读神的话同埋来到默想神的话。
The good shepherd willingly lays down his life.
好牧人为羊来到舍命。
For his sheep. And Jesus is the good shepherd that would do this.
耶稣就是这个好牧人，他会来到为我们舍命。
As we read in Psalm 23, he protects his sheep.
就好像诗篇23篇我们读到，他是保护他的羊。
I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
我也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
The rod is used as the weapon.
嗰支杖係用嚟做武器。
And then the staff was used to pull back for his, back into his protection.
個杆就係呢，將佢嚟到將隻羊啊勾翻轉頭。
The good shepherd is the only way into the sheep pen.
啊，好牧人就係唯一嘅一條路入到去呢一個羊圈。
The good shepherd can identify false shepherds.
好牧人佢係會嚟到分辨嗰啲嘅假嘅牧人。
He does not use his sheep for his own advantage like false shepherds.
佢唔會係利用呢啲嘅羊嚟到為自己嘅好處，好似嗰啲假嘅牧人一樣。
And he knows his sheep intimately.
佢係好親切嘅嚟到認識佢嘅羊。
Lastly,
最後
，What is the role of the gate or the door？
呢一個門嘅作用係乜嘢呢
？This Greek word thura，
呢一個希臘文嘅字就係 thura，
is used 6 times in the New Testament。
喺新約裏邊係用咗6次。
And means doorway or door。
就是门或者是入门的地方。
But what is this sheepfold or sheep pen? What does it look like?
那这个羊栏或者是羊圈是怎样的呢？
In the diagram, we see what it looks like.
在这个图画里面我们就见到了。
It's a very common structure throughout biblical Palestine.
在圣经时代的巴勒斯坦是一个很普遍的建筑物。
You would see them outside of every town and city.
在每一个的城镇的外面你都可以见到的。
Basically, there are four walls shape of a square.
基本上来讲就是有四埲墙。
So they'd be built high enough to protect the sheep.
这四埲墙是砌成一个四方正方形。那就是高度呢就是刚刚才是比啲羊不能够出来。
So that wild animals or thieves could not climb over it.
也都是那些的野兽同埋嗰啲嘅贼唔可以走入去。
Three walls are completely solid.
三埲墙都系实嘅、实心嘅。
But there would be one with an opening.
只有一埲墙系有一个嘅窿。
It was a narrow doorway.
系一个好窄嘅门。
And this is where the sheep would go in and out.
呢个就系啲羊要从呢度门入去同埋出嚟嘅地方。
At the end of each day.
喺每一日。员工的时候
a various number of shepherds would share this public sheep pen.
几个的牧人他们会共用一个的羊圈。
And then each shepherd would lead their sheep here.
每一个牧羊人都会带他的羊入去这个圈。
And they would mix with other sheep.
那这些羊呢就扣乱了。
You would think this is very confusing.
那听会想啊，那很混乱。
How can a shepherd tell who his sheep were?
个牧人佢点会知道边啲系佢嘅羊呢
？Well, the very next morning,
咁第二日朝头早嘅时候
，one by one, each shepherd,
咁呢啲嘅牧人就一个一个咁样嚟到
，would call out to his sheep by name.
佢就会咧嚟到叫佢自己嘅羊，用名嚟到叫佢自己嘅羊。
And they would respond to his voice and follow him.
咁呢啲羊听到佢嘅声音嘅时候咧，就会跟住佢。
So his roll call would be John, Paul, George, Ringo。
咁佢嘅点名咧就会话 John 啊、Paul 啊、Ringo。
And then the next would happen with the next shepherd, and over again。
咁跟住又第二个牧人又嚟到咁样做。
Until the pen was emptied。
最后咧，所有啲羊都出晒嚟啦。
And then the same thing at the end of the day。
在一日完工之后又是这样做。
This brings us to this question.
那就呢带领我们有一个问题。
What was the doorway to the sheep pen made of?
那这个的门入去羊圈的门是用什么做的呢
?Iron, bronze, wood?
铜啊铁啊木啊。
How would you lock the door to the sheep pen?
你怎样呢锁住入去这个羊圈的门呢
Maybe you can stick your staff across it.
可不可以将那支杖摆在横摆在这个门那里呢
The truth of the matter is, there is no door.
个事实就系咧，系冇门嘅。
There was a gatekeeper.
咁有一个守门嘅牧羊人。
And this gatekeeper was the shepherd.
就系呢一个嘅牧人啦。
You see him sitting there in the doorway.
啊，佢而家咧就坐喺嗰个门嗰度啦。
Shepherds would take turns being the gatekeeper and block this entrance.
嗰啲嘅牧人佢哋会轮流嚟到做呢一个嘅看门嘅人嚟到咧塞住嗰个嘅门。
And the gatekeeper would just lay down and sleep.
呢一个嘅看门嘅就会瞓喺嗰度。
During the night here.
啊，夜晚黑嘅时候佢就瞓喺嗰度。
Any sheep trying to get out would have to climb over him.
啊，如果啲羊出嚟咧，一定要爬过佢。
And any wild animals or thieves trying to break in would have to climb over him.
如果嗰啲野兽或者系贼咧，佢都要爬过佢先至入得去。
The door to this sheepfold was in the sense never locked.
啊，嗰个羊嘅门咧就系喺呢一个嘅意思就系唔会闩嘅。
Because there was no physical door.
因为系冇一个实质嘅门。
The door was a person.
个门就系一个人。
And he had the ability to let you in and out.
佢就可以有呢个权俾你入去或者系出嚟。
In today's passage.
喺今日呢一段嘅经文里边。
The gate and the good shepherd.
嗰个嘅门同埋好牧人。
They are so closely tied together.
佢哋系好相相嘅有关联嘅。
Jesus is the good shepherd, the door to heaven.
主耶稣就系个好牧人，亦都系去天堂嘅门。
The gateway to eternity.
就系呢一个去到永生嘅门。
He is this path to salvation and communion with God.
佢就系进到去永生嘅呢一个嘅呢一条路。
All of us at one point have sought to find the truth.
我哋每一个人都有一段嘅时间咧，系嚟到追求真理。
Find the meaning of life.
到底生命嘅意义系乜嘢呢？
And I'm sure many of you have found it in God.
我好相信有好多人都喺神嘅里边嚟到揾到呢一个嘅意义。
But maybe some of you are still searching.
但系可能有啲人你仲喺度寻找。
What are you going to do with Jesus' claim?
你对耶稣基督嘅自称，你会点样做呢？
Of being the door to heaven.
佢就系入去天堂嘅路。
And the good shepherd.
系好牧人。
If you accept his claim.
如果你接受佢嘅自称。
You enter into a relationship with the creator of the universe.
你就同呢一个嘅创造宇宙万物嘅主来到发生关系。
You can also reject his claim.
你亦都可以拒绝佢嘅自称。
And find another way.
是找另外一个方法。
Maybe have the attitude of the Pharisees.
或者你会好似嗰啲嘅法利赛人一样嘅态度。
And call Jesus a blasphemer.
你会称耶稣做一个亵渎神嘅人。
Mentally unstable and a lunatic.
一个呢精神唔稳定嘅狂人。
Maybe you're saying, Fritz, I'm not convinced that Jesus is the only way to God.
或者你会话 ,Fritz, 我唔系好相信耶稣就系唯一去神嗰度嘅路。
Should we believe what Jesus said in the Bible?
我哋需唔需要相信耶稣喺圣经所讲嘅呢？
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father but through me.
没有人若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
For many of you, you will say, just because somebody says something doesn't mean we should believe them.
咁或许有啲人会话啊，因为有人讲咗一啲嘢，我唔一定要相信噶。
Okay, that's true, maybe.
啊，可能系啱噶。
But I invite you to examine.
但系我想请你嚟到。思想一下
how Jesus backed up his statements.
主耶稣点样嚟到支持佢所讲嘅说话
？Through miracles.
藉着佢嘅神迹
，like walking on water.
好似喺水面上行走
，calming the storms.
嚟到平静风浪
，raising people from the dead.
叫人从死里复活
，and he himself rose from the dead.
佢自己亦都从死里复活。
Jesus claimed himself to be God.
主耶稣自称自己是神。
All throughout the Gospel of John.
啊，在整本的约翰福音里面，我们都见到。
No one else has done what he has done.
没一个人他所做的是好像耶稣所做的。
Claiming to be God and to back them up with miracles.
他称自己是神，而且用神迹来到支持他的说话。
That means Jesus is special.
咁即係话主耶稣係好特别嘅。
Those who claim that all religions are basically the same have not studied them closely.
如果有人话所有嘅宗教都係一样啫，咁你就係冇详细嘅嚟到研究过啦。
For often religions contradict one another.
有好多时候啊，呢啲嘅宗教啊，系彼此嚟到唔相符嘅。
All roads do not lead to God。
唔系所有嘅路都系去罗马嘅，去神嗰度嘅。
Hinduism says God is an impersonal force。
印度教话神系一个个人嘅能力。
While Christianity says God is a personal being。
但系基督教话神系一个有位格嘅神。
Both cannot be true at the same time。
咁呢两样嘢唔可以同时都啱嘅。
Also, Jesus is unique among religious figures.
而且主耶稣喺所有嗰啲嘅宗教嘅人物嘅里面系独特嘅。
His disciples said he was God.
佢嘅门徒话佢系神。
No other founder of a major religion claimed to be God.
冇一个宗教嘅教主称自己做神。
And he provided a way to verify that through his resurrection from the dead.
主耶稣就俾咗一个嘅方法，我哋可以证实佢系神嘅，就系佢从死里复活。
Siddhartha, the founder of Buddhism,
释迦牟尼呢个佛教嘅教主
is still in his grave.
仍然喺坟墓里边。
Muhammad, the founder of Islam,
穆罕默德就系伊斯兰教嘅教主
is still in his grave.
仍然都在坟墓里面。
But not Jesus.
但是耶稣不是。
Because he conquered death.
因为他战胜死亡。
And thus provided the ultimate evidence for his truth claims.
这个就成为了最终的他所自称的证据。
But why is there only way, one way?
但是为什么只有一条路呢?
Through Jesus.
就是藉着主耶稣呢?
All other religions in the world claim they are the only way to God.
所有的宗教，他都说他们是唯一一条去神那里的路。
They claim that they have the only truth.
他自称他们自己有这个的真理。
Islam, Mormonism,
伊斯兰教啦，摩门教啦，
Jehovah's Witness,
耶和华见证人啦，
Buddhism, Roman Catholicism,
佛教啦，天主教啦。
Hinduism, Taoism,
印度教啦，道教啦，
all preach this.
他们所有都是这样来到传讲。
They each say they're the only truth, so who is right?
咁如果他们自己都说自己是唯一的真理，咁边个是啱？
You see, we are conditioned by culture to think.
我们很多时候都是受着这些的文化来到影响我们的思想的。
To think of religion as a personal preference.
我们就以为宗教就是个人的选择。
We are told, you have your religion.
我们人家告诉我们你有你的宗教。
And I have mine.
我有我的宗教。
To claim that Jesus is the only way to God.
如果邀请耶稣只是唯一一条路去到神那里的话呢？
Seems like claiming chocolate ice cream is the only true flavor.
就好似话咧，朱古力嘅雪糕只系雪糕里边唯一嘅味道。
However, religious truth does not come down merely to differences in preference.
但系咧，其实宗教唔系咧话我哋个人嘅选择。
We should try to think of religion the same way we think of medicine.
我哋谂到宗教嘅时候，我哋应该系。好似谂到嗰啲药物一样。
Each religion recognizes the world is sick.
每一个宗教他们都承认这个世界是一个生病的世界。
And offers a diagnosis.
他们都来到给一个的诊断。
Each religion then offers a cure.
那每一个宗教都给这些病有一个的治疗。
Just like when our doctors must choose the right medicine to cure us.
就好像我们生病我们的医生一定要找出正当的药物来到医治我们。
We must choose the religion that offers the genuine cure for our sickness.
我们一定要选一个宗教是能够呢给我们有医治我们的疾病的药物。
John 8:24, Jesus says,
在约翰福音第八章第二十四节那里耶稣说，
If you do not believe that I am he,
你们若不信我是基督，
you will die in your sins.
必要死在罪中。
Jesus offers diagnosis and cure.
主耶稣是给我们有诊断亦都有医治。
Sin is this disease we're all infected with.
罪恶就是这个的疾病来到影响我们所有的人。
And Jesus is the one true cure.
主耶稣就是唯一一个的治疗。
Jesus is the only medicine that can cure our spiritual disease, sin.
主耶稣就是唯一的一个的药物能够医治我们属灵各个的疾病，就是我们的罪。
Again, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
再一次来到引用约翰福音十四章第六节，我是道路、真理、生命。
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I can list for you many things, many reasons you should believe in Christ.
我可以来到给你有好多的原因，为什么你要信耶稣？
For example, the mathematical odds of Jesus fulfilling prophecy.
好像我们可以用计算的方式来到证明耶稣的应许，他是有几多应验的机会。
And how historically reliable the Gospels are.
四本福音书，他们在历史上是几咁来到实在。
This would be a whole course on apologetics.
这个就是呢护教学的领域。
I would rather you experience God firsthand.
我宁愿你亲自的来到第一手的来到经验神。
And see that the Lord is good.
你可以睇到神系几咁美善。
You see, it's like eating this mini watermelon.
就好似我哋食呢个嘅迷你西瓜一样。
My son Jax, he loves watermelon.
我嘅仔 Jax 好中意食西瓜。
It's his favorite fruit.
呢个系佢所最喜好嘅生果。
He can eat one of these in a few days.
佢可以喺几日之内咧就食完一个西瓜。
I can tell you that this is the sweetest.
我可以告诉你这个西瓜呢就是最甜的。
Most juiciest.
最有汁的。
Watermelon that you've ever tasted.
是你从来所未曾试过的。
And then you may say to me.
那你会对我说。
Fritz, I've tasted many watermelon.
Fritz 有很多西瓜的。
And majority of the time they're quite tasteless. Not full of flavor.
有好多时候咧，嗰啲西瓜都冇味嘅。
But then I'll say to you.
但系咧，你嗰个西瓜。
But have you tasted this mini watermelon from Costco?
你有冇试过呢一个嘅从 Costco 买嘅西瓜咧
？You don't know how sweet it is till you try.
你唔知道佢有几甜，除非你食。
You need to experience the watermelon firsthand.
你要第一手的自己来到尝试这个西瓜
before you can make a judgment call.
然后呢你才可以来到评判这个西瓜。
Scripture says, taste and see the Lord is good.
圣经告诉我们你们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
那些在他里面寻求避难所的人有福了。
Will you taste and see that Jesus is the way?
你会不会来到接受主耶稣就是那个的唯一一条路呢？
I'll close with a few verses from scripture.
在我结束的时候我想跟大家看几节的圣经。
In Acts,
在《使徒行传》
Jesus is referred to the way.
主耶稣是被称为那条的道路。
Neither is there salvation in any other.
因为在天下的人间没有赐下别的名。
For there is none other name under heaven given among men.
我们可以来到靠着得救。
Whereby we must be saved.
我们一定要来到得救。
Jesus is the way.
耶稣就是那条路。
As it says in John,
就是约翰福音所讲的
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
信子的人有永生
And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life.
不信子的人得不着永生
But the wrath of God abideth on him.
神的震怒常在他身上
And lastly, Timothy says,
最后提摩太这样讲
For there is one God.
因为只有一位神
One mediator between God.
在神和人中间只有一位的中保
Between God and man, the man Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督
Who gave himself a ransom for all.
他舍自己作万人的赎价
To be testified in due time.
到最后这件事是会证明出来
The beauty of Jesus
耶稣的美丽
Being the door is that he can let you in.
就是他作为一道门，他可以俾你入去。
He can let you into safe pasture.
他俾你入到去呢一个安全嘅草原。
And this door is never locked.
呢一个门咧系永远都唔会锁嘅。
And he can let you into heaven.
他会让你入到去天堂。
If you ask him to.
如果你系邀请佢嘅话。
Let us close in prayer.
我们来到做一个结束的祈祷。